A company of US Marines are on patrol in the village of Sork Dursz in Garmsir, Helmand Province. They've been invited by the district governor, and their mission is to win over the local people. They're practicing a new shift in tactics, where the number one priority is now to protect the Afghan population. Crucial to that is for them to engage with the local elders.
Immediately upon arrival, we needed a place to stay, so we entered into negotiations with the locals, tried to get them involved. We try to keep it civilian centric, and then started patrols so that we could get out and meet the people and get a lay of the land.
The elders let the Marines have a compound on the edge of the village. Afghan border police also move in. They want to show the local people that their own security forces can help secure the area. Over the next few days, the Marines carry out frequent joint patrols to build on that initial relationship formed with the new neighbours.
We're staying here, the Marines and the Afghan border police, we're going to stay here to provide security for this area, and we're here to keep the Taliban out.
The Marines are keen to find out what they can do to help the people.
In Iraq, it was perceived as, we'll build them a school because they need education. Now it's, how about we ask them what they need? So we'll go out and be like, what's the most important problem in facing your village?
As it happens, the people of Sork Dursz say their biggest problem is education. The old schoolhouse has fallen into a state of disrepair. The place is overgrown and the walls are adorned with graffiti of RPGs shooting down helicopters. Although it's still early days, relationships between the Marines and the local people are looking positive.
The reception has been better than I thought. I was expecting a little, maybe not hostile, but indifferent, and they've actually been fairly greeting to us.
The conditions these troops live in are fairly basic. The toilet is a mere cardboard box, and the food comes in foil-wrapped rations. Supplies are dropped by air due to the strong threat of roadside bombs in the area. But despite the uncomfortable living, the Marines acknowledge that it's important they're here.
Conditions here aren't very good, but we're here to provide security for the people. We'll be here until security is provided for them to keep the Taliban out of the city.
For the US Marines, working under the International Security Assistance Force and their Afghan counterparts, Operation Khanjal remains ongoing today. The end game is to enable a new era in Helmand Province, one where the locals feel more protected and free from the threat of insurgents. Early signs show that this might just succeed. This is Josh Fortune for the NATO channel, Helmand, Afghanistan.